For the past 10 years, there have been constant attacks on Christian beliefs.
在過去的十年裡面，有不斷的對基督徒的信仰或者他們的價值觀有不同的攻擊。
These attacks affect our ability to live and work according to our beliefs.
這些種種的攻擊影響到我們在日常生活裡面怎樣的去以我們的信仰和去影響我們的工作和我們的生活。
One important case that has received much attention is a Christian baker named Jack Phillips.
而其中一個咧好重要嘅例子係引起好多嘅注意力嘅，就係一個嘅整餅師 Jack Phillips.
He owns a family-run bakery in Denver, Colorado.
佢喺科羅拉多州嘅丹佛咧擁有一間家庭經營嘅餅鋪。
He is a gifted cake artist and designer.
他是一個有才華的整餅師和一個設計家。
He believes his ability, talent, and business come from God.
他相信他的能力、他的才華和甚至他的事業都是神給他的。
He is deeply committed to running his cake shop in a way that honors God.
他咧深深承諾咧，佢要用榮耀神為目的咧去經營呢間餅鋪。
For example, he does not take orders for cakes with messages or designs celebrating events that go against his faith.
例如咧，佢唔會接任何嘅訂購咧。如果個蛋糕上邊或者係有一啲嘅設計、一啲嘅信息，而嗰個嘅信息或者設計咧係影響到。
In the last 24 years since he opened his business, he has turned away many requests to honor his faith.
在過去的24年，自從他開這間餅店以來，他已經拒絕了很多不同的要求，因為這些要求都是跟他的信仰有違背。
However, in July 2012, things took a different turn.
但是在2012年的7月份，事情有一個很大的轉變。
Two men came into the shop to ask for a wedding cake to celebrate their same-sex marriage.
有兩個男人去到呢間鋪頭，佢係要求咧，佢做一個蛋糕去慶祝佢哋嘅同性戀婚姻。
Jack told them that he does not make cakes for same-sex weddings, but he would be happy to sell them anything else in the shop.
咁啊 ，Jack 就同佢講話：，哦，我唔會幫你做一個蛋糕去慶祝你哋嘅婚姻，但係咧，我好樂意嘅。店裏邊所有嘅其他嘅嘢咧，我都可以賣俾你。
The men became angry and they left abruptly.
咁呢兩個男人咧就好嬲，咁然後好快就離開咗。
The whole incident took less than 30 seconds.
整個嘅事情咧，其實發生咗係少於30秒。
Within 20 minutes, the phones were flooded with vile and hateful messages.Calls from around the country.
跟住落嚟嘅二十分鐘咧，佢就接到好多由美國唔同地方打嚟嘅一啲嘅好仇恨啊、好攻擊嘅電話。
He recently received death threats.
佢甚至咧受到死亡嘅威脅。
Over those first months, protesters came to his shop.
跟住落嚟嗰一個月咧，嗰啲示威者去到佢嘅鋪頭嗰度。
His email was filled with tens of thousands of foul messages.
佢嘅電郵嘅信箱咧，係充滿住成千上萬一啲嘅仇恨嘅電郵。
And even his business websites like Yelp and Google Maps were also filled with hateful messages.
就算係一啲同佢嘅商業佢個鋪頭有關嘅網站，好似 Yelp 啊、Google Maps 咁樣咧，都係充滿一啲嘅好仇恨嘅留言。
After being sued, Jack's case has gone through ongoing court battles in the last 5 years.
咁因為咧，佢後來被告，咁然後佢呢個整個官司咧，已經係持續咗五年，過去五年嘅時間。
The Colorado courts have ruled that he must make cakes for same-sex weddings.
科羅拉多州嘅法院咧係判決佢話一定要幫同性戀嘅婚姻做蛋糕。
He was fined and ordered to custom design wedding cakes that go against his faith.
他被罰款啦，甚至係要求他要特別設計一啲嘅蛋糕，而呢啲蛋糕咧係同佢嘅信仰有違背嘅。
After losing the first legal battle in 2013, he stopped making all wedding cakes.
自從佢喺2013年輸咗佢第一場官司之後咧，佢決定佢唔再做任何嘅結婚蛋糕。
He had to give up what he loved to do most.
佢要放棄佢最中意做嘅嘢。
This has cost him 40% of his business and forced him to reduce his staff from 10 to 4.
这个决定令他损失了他的生意额四成，甚至要他将员工的人数由十个减到得四个。
He fears that he will lose everything and forced to close if the court's decision is not reversed.
他觉得如果法院不推翻他们的裁判的话，他会损失所有东西，甚至他这间店铺都要将他执笠。
And the latest development, his case was heard in Supreme Court last December, and a final decision is still pending.
而最新的发展就是他这个案件已经是转送到去最高法院，但是最后的裁决仍然都是在等着。
Despite all the attacks, threats, and harassment, he held fast to his Christian faith.
除了所有无论是有多少的攻击、多少的威胁和多少的骚扰的话，他仍然是紧紧依靠神。
He refused to give in.
他拒绝的去让步。
No matter how difficult, no matter how painful.
无论是多么的困难，多么的痛苦。
No matter what the cost.
无论的代价是多大。
Despite the overwhelming odds against him, he continues to fight and resist.
无论是有多少的攻击，他仍然是坚持的，他要去反抗，同埋佢要對抗佢哋。
Similarly, it is the same tenacity of faith and courage that we will be exploring today with King Hezekiah.
今日我哋要去一齊去研究嘅去探討嘅希西拉王咧，佢同樣都係有同樣嘅信心同埋嘅勇氣。
Like this Christian baker, Hezekiah also remains steadfast in his conviction and commitment to honor God.
好似呢個基督徒嘅整餅師一樣咧，希西家佢仍然都係去堅持嘅，佢要去以榮耀神作為佢嘅目的。
Today's text is part of the story of King Hezekiah told in 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19.
今日我哋所講嘅經文咧，係選自喺列王記下佢十八章第十九節希西家。这个故事的其中一部分。
This story is so important that it's told three times in the Bible.
这个故事呢其实很重要，在圣经里面呢总共是 被提及过三次。
It is also in 2 Chronicles chapters 29 to 32 and Isaiah chapters 36 to 39.
包括呢在历代志下29到32章，还有是以赛亚书36到39章。
There aren't many stories like this.
在圣经里面不是有很多故事是这样的情况。
If you want to read a great story, this is the one.
如果你想看一个很好的故事的话，就是这个了。
It's a compelling story filled with tension, twists, and turns, and it tells how God fulfills his sovereign plan in the midst of conflict.
这个是一个很引人入胜的故事，充满着张力和扭转，是神藉着这个故事，藉着他一个的斗争里面去显示他的救赎的计划。
This story will definitely leave you in suspense.
这个故事一定会吸引你继续追下去。
It gives us a fascinating picture into Hezekiah's faith.
它给我们看到一幅很美丽的图画，去显示希西家他的信心究竟是多么强大。
What is most intriguing is how his faith was tested and challenged.
而最吸引人的地方就是他的信心是怎样被受到试炼和挑战。
For today, I want to focus on the initial part of the story in verses 1 through 8.
今天我们会去集中是看故事的开头第一到第八节。
We'll look at part 2 of the story when I share with you on March 25th.
然后我们会看故事的下半部在3月25号的时候。
The story starts off in verses 1 and 2 with some background information and context.
在章節一到二節嗰度咧，就係俾我哋一啲嘅背景同埋時間了解當時嘅情況。
Now, this is very important for us to understand the story.
呢個對我哋去了解呢個故事係好重要。
After the death of Solomon, Israel split into two countries.
喺所羅門王過身之後咧，以色列咧係分成兩個國。
Israel to the north with Samaria as the capital.
是北边的以色列以撒玛利亚作为他们的首都。
And Judah to the south with Jerusalem as the capital.
而南边的犹大国就是以耶路撒冷作为他们的首都。
At the time of this story, Assyria and Egypt were the leading and competing powers.
在那时候呢，亚述和希列呢，当时来讲是一个军事的大国。
They occupy and control most of what we call today the Middle East.
佢哋咧係霸佔咗同埋係控制大部分嘅地方，我哋今日叫為中東嘅國家。
It was a period of much conflict, wars, and instability, similar to what is happening today.
嗰陣時候咧係充滿住好多嘅鬥爭啊、和戰爭啊，同埋唔安定，就好似我哋今日中東嘅情況一樣。
The people of God were going through oppression, captivity, and exile by the Assyrian Empire.
而神嘅子民咧喺嗰阵时候咧系要经历过好大嘅压迫啊，佢哋系被驱离，因为亚述国系受到亚述国一直嘅攻击。
At the time, the Assyrians were the world's superpower.
喺嗰阵时候咧，亚述国系一个超级大国。
They engaged in fierce military campaigns against Israel and Judah.
佢哋咧系做好多嘅军事嘅攻击咧，系对以色列同埋犹大国。
They were known for their great military, brutal style of warfare and oppression.
佢哋咧好出名嘅就系佢哋嘅好强嘅军事力量啦，同埋佢哋好残酷嘅一啲嘅压迫同埋一啲嘅手法。
No king had been able to challenge their power.
在当时来讲呢，没有任何的君王是有权力、有能力去对抗他们。
At the time, the northern kingdom of Israel was completely defeated and under their rule.
在当时来讲呢，北边的以色列呢，已经是被他们呢，是完全的打败，和受到他们的统治。
The Israelites were uprooted from their land, dispersed, and deported to Assyria.
以色列嘅子民咧，已經係俾佢哋連根拔起，然後咧將佢哋驅趕，然後係分散喺亞述國。
The Assyrians were known for their mass deportation policy.
亞述咧，佢出名嘅地方咧，就係佢哋好一個嘅驅逐嘅一個嘅政策。
They would force the Israelites out of their land and scatter them across Assyria.
佢哋強迫咧以色列要離開佢哋嘅土地、佢哋嘅國家，然後分散喺亞述。
Then foreigners would then move in to Israel.
咁然後咧，外邦人咧就搬入去以色列國。
The strategy here was one of control and to make sure they do not revolt.
呢個嘅策略咧就希望佢哋可以去控制佢哋，而令到佢哋咧唔可以話係再去反抗。
For the kingdom of Judah, it was only a matter of time when they too would face the same fate.
對猶大國嚟講咧，其實佢哋面對同樣嘅問題、同樣嘅對待咧，其實都係時間嘅問題。
It was a time of great political and social instability and uncertainty.
呢個咧係無論喺政策上邊同埋喺社會上邊咧，都係一個充滿唔安定、唔穩定嘅時代。
Judah's survival and prosperity were at stake.
猶大嘅存亡同埋佢將來嘅繁盛咧，都係冇人知道。
This was the context and setting of the story.
呢個咧就係整個故事嘅背景同埋當時嘅情況。
Having to deal with the Assyrians was like facing a David versus Goliath conflict.
猶大要面對亞述國咧，就好似當以前大衛要同哥利士人對抗一樣。
The story begins with a strong affirmation and praise of Hezekiah in verses 3-8.
咁故事嘅開始咧，就係由第三到第八節嗰度咧，係對希西家咧係一個好佢對佢一個好肯定同埋讚美。
It's like a biography or resume of one's accomplishments.
呢個就好似一個人一個嘅履歷一個咁樣。
When I first read it, I didn't believe it.
當 Alan 第一次去睇嗰陣時候，佢唔相信。
Like in verses 3 and 5, he's compared with David, and there's no other king like him.
就好似咧第三節同埋第五節裏邊咧，佢係被同大衛。王是做一個比較，甚至咧係冇其他嘅皇帝好似佢一樣。
Is that really true? Is that really him?
係咪真係嘅咧？係咪真係佢？係咪真係咁嘅咧
？If you read his story, this part of his narrative is often overlooked and overshadowed by the problems that came up later.
但係如果你繼續睇落去咧，其實呢一段嘅描述咧喺後邊咧就因為佢面對嘅困難咧，而往往被人咧係忽視咗。
It's interesting that the writer chooses to devote lots of attention.
好有趣咧，就係作者咧，佢願意花好多嘅時間，花好多嘅專注喺呢方面。
There are a total of 6 verses to recognize his credentials.
總共咧有六節嘅經文去讚美佢嘅。
It's rare that you see this amount of attention to any king.
對喺聖經裏邊咧，呢個係好少有用咁多嘅章節去形容一個嘅君王。
The majority of kings after Solomon were evil, and they did not obey the commands of the Lord.
其實大部分喺所羅門王之後嘅君嘅個王咧，其實都係一啲唔好嘅皇帝，佢哋唔係好跟神嘅律法。
For 130 years, Israel went through a long period of evil rulers.
喺130年裏邊咧，其實以色列咧係經歷咗唔同唔好嘅皇帝嘅統治。
Of the 12 kings of the northern kingdom.
喺北邊嘅十二個君王裏邊。
That is Israel, and 16 kings of the southern kingdom Judah.
然後喺南邊嘅猶大嘅十六個君王裏邊
，Only two, Hezekiah and Hosea, were called good.
只有希西家同埋約西亞係被稱為好嘅王。
However, this does not mean that he was perfect.
但係咧，唔代表佢係一個完美。
He had his faults and weaknesses.
佢仍然有佢犯錯嘅地方同埋佢嘅弱點。
The first thing mentioned about his credential in verse 3 is he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done.
佢第一個佢嘅讚好讚佢好嘅地方咧，就係話佢咧佢行耶和華眼中看為正嘅事，效法佢祖大衛一切所行的。
This pretty much sums it up.
呢個基本上已經係包括咗所有。
That is how he lived his life.
呢個就係佢生活嘅方法。
That was how he ruled.
就係佢管治嘅根據。
His main priority was to do what was pleasing to the Lord.
佢嘅優先就係佢要以去榮耀神為目的。
In verse 3, the phrase "just as his father David had done" gives us a reference point for comparison.
喺第三節裏邊，佢講到效法他祖大衛一切所行的，就俾我哋有一個比較。
So how good was he?
咁佢究竟幾好咧
？He was actually like King David.
佢其實咧同大衛王係好相似。
Many commentators in the assessment have compared him with David.
好多評論家咧喺佢哋嘅評估裏邊咧都係將佢同大衛咧做一個比較。
There are striking similarities between them.
佢哋有一個好驚人嘅相同嘅地方。
First, the one we just read about, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as David did.
第一樣就係我哋啱啱所讀嘅，就係佢行耶和華眼中看為正的事，效法他祖大衛一切所行的。
And only David and Hezekiah is it said, quote, the Lord was with him.
只有大衛同埋希西家王咧係被稱為咧神係與佢同在。
Both of them were successful in war.
佢哋呢兩個皇帝都喺戰爭上面係打勝仗。
Only David and Hezekiah were said to have defeated the Philistines.
只有大衛同埋希西家王咧係能夠打敗非利士人。
When it came to doing what was right in the eyes of the Lord, Hezekiah did not waver.
當佢決定咧佢要做耶和華眼中看為正嘅時候咧，佢從來都冇動搖過。
We are told in verse 6 that he held fast to the Lord and did not stop following him.
喺第六節嗰度講到咧，佢係專靠耶和華，絕不離開。
Whereas his predecessors refused to hear and rejected the messages from God's prophets.
在他的之前的祖先呢，他们都是拒绝耶和华的从耶和华而来的先知的信息，他们都不愿意去听的。
Instead, they sought out advice from false gods and prophets who told them what they wanted to hear.
反而咧，佢哋去追求一啲嘅假嘅神同埋假嘅先知，佢希望听到佢想听嘅嘢。
They gave in and served the Assyrians.
佢哋系去退步，然后咧去服侍亚述。
Throughout the reigns of Israel and Judah were plagued by disobedience, rebellion, and idolatry.
其實在整個以色列和猶大的王朝裏面是充滿著一些的不信服、拜偶像、一些敗壞的事情。
Both kingdoms were heading toward collapse, destruction, and captivity by foreign powers.
兩個的國家都是會受到一些外來的勢力 而俾佢哋咧係破壞同埋係倒下。
While Israel and Judah spiral downward into sin and turn away from the Lord，
當以色列同埋猶大咧，佢哋去沉落去喺呢個嘅罪裏邊，然後佢哋去轉離神嘅時候。
Hezekiah went in the opposite direction toward God.
但希西家咧，卻係走向另一個方向，佢奔向神。
Despite the constant Assyrian threat, he didn't give in or lose hope.
唔論有幾多嘅攻擊，佢從來都唔放棄佢嘅信仰，同埋咧，佢唔會放棄。
He went against what everyone was doing.
佢咧係做完全其他人唔做嘅嘢。
Instead, he trusted in the Lord and resisted the Assyrians.
佢係相信神，然後佢要反抗亞述。
But the issue of idol worship in verse 4, he also did not waver or hold back.
喺第四節裏邊睇到咧，面對拜偶像問題嗰陣時候咧，佢同樣都唔退步噶。
He was determined to address it.
佢下定決心一定要解決呢個問題。
No matter how big the issue.
無論呢個嘅問題幾大。
No matter how difficult.
無論係幾咁難。
He pressed on until it was done.
他一直堅持直到這件事是完全被解決。
It's no accident that he chose to focus on this.
這個不是一件偶然的事，他去決定要這樣去處理這件事。
Throughout Israel's history, worshipping idols has always been a problem.
其實看回整個以色列的歷史裏面，拜偶像一直是一個很嚴重的問題。
Their wickedness and destruction are often related to some form of idol worship.
他們為什麼會犯罪，點解會被破、被攻擊嘅話，都係因為唔同拜偶像嘅情況。
God has warned His people many times that they must not worship and have any other gods.
其實神已經係去警告佢嘅子民好多次，就話佢哋唔可以拜別嘅神。
Unlike all His predecessors, He did not tolerate any form of idol worship.
唔似佢嘅祖先一樣咧，佢唔容忍任何拜偶像嘅活動。
He not only removed them, but destroyed them completely.
佢唔單止拆咗啲偶像，甚至係完全嘅去破壞佢哋。
In various English translations, action words like smash, crush, demolish are used to describe what he did.
喺唔同嘅英文譯本裏邊咧，係用咗拆啊。毀壞啊、粉碎啊、破壞咧，去形容佢啲種種嘅行動。
He wanted to make sure that anything that would even serve as symbols were destroyed.
佢要去肯定所有嘢，就算係能夠代表偶像嘅，佢都要將佢破壞。
Like Hezekiah, we too need to deal with idols in our daily life.
好似希西家一樣咧，我哋喺日常生活裏邊咧，我哋都要處理我哋嘅偶像。
Things have not changed very much, and I think we deal with the same issue today.
其實咧，事情冇好大嘅改變，我哋今日仍然都係面對同樣嘅問題。
Perhaps it's seeking after power, status, recognition.
或者咧，我哋係追求權力、我哋嘅地位、我哋嘅財富。
What about our family?
咁我哋嘅屋企人咧
？Has God's gift of family become an idol?
咁神賜俾我哋嘅屋企。我哋家人會唔會變成我哋嘅偶像咧
？There's nothing wrong with family.
其實家庭唔係一個問題。
Nothing wrong with loving and giving time to our family.
去愛我哋家人，去花時間唔係一個問題。
But if family becomes a substitute for God or takes the place of God, then we have crossed the line to idolatry.
但係如果家庭變成神嘅一個代替，而且我哋係。是花很多的時間的時候，我們就已經超越了拜偶像這個界線。
How about our health?
那我們的健康呢？
We all concern about our health.
我們每個人都很關心我們自己的健康。
We eat right, exercise, and get enough rest.
我們會注重我們所吃的，我們會做運動，我們會有充足的睡眠。
Again, there's nothing wrong with these things.
同樣的，這些事情都不是說有什麼問題。
But some people give so much attention to them that they neglect devotion to God.
但係咧，有好多人咧，佢哋係將佢嘅注意力咧放喺呢啲事上邊，而令到佢哋忽略咗對神嘅奉獻。
They rise early in the morning for exercise, but they will not do the same with God.
佢哋咧願意好早嘅起身去做運動，但係佢哋唔願意花同樣嘅時間喺神嘅身上。
What about our work, retirement, relationships, service.
咁我哋嘅工作、我哋嘅退休生活、我哋嘅關係同埋我哋嘅侍奉咧
？Many of us are serving in different ministries and roles at church.
我在座當中嘅話咧，喺教會裏邊咧都有唔同嘅侍奉。
Service is an important and essential part of the Christian life.
侍奉咧喺我哋基督徒嘅生活上邊咧係一個好重要同埋一個好必須嘅部分。
We should serve as an act of worship and commitment to God.
我哋咧需要去侍奉，藉住我哋嘅崇拜同埋我哋對神嘅一個嘅承諾。
However, we must be vigilant.
但係咧，我哋要小心。
That is not to allow seemingly godly activities to compromise or replace our devotion to God.
但係咧，我哋唔好輕易嘅讓一啲嘅我哋嘅侍奉或者一啲嘅活動咧，去取代我哋對神嘅獻上。
If we lose sight of God.Then our service becomes more important than the one whom we serve.
当我哋唔将我哋眼睛注目喺神嘅身上嘅时候，我哋嘅侍奉会变得比我哋去侍奉嗰个人重要。
Like Hezekiah, are we willing to deal with idols in our lives?
好似希西家一样，我哋愿唔愿意喺我哋日常生活里边，我哋去处理呢啲嘅偶像咧
？To do so, we must place our trust only in the Lord.
如果要做到呢一點嘅話，我哋要將我哋嘅信心，我哋嘅要只係仰賴喺耶和華身上。
Only in the Lord and nothing else。
只有神，冇其他樣，其他嘢。
Are we willing to take that risk？
我哋願唔願意去冒呢個險啦
？Are we willing to take that step of faith？
我哋願唔願意踏出呢個信心嘅一步咧
？If so, like Hezekiah, we must hold fast to the Lord.
如果是願意的話，我們就好像希西家一樣，我們要緊靠耶和華。
He held on despite all the odds.
他在面對不同的攻擊的時候，他仍然都是堅持。
Because he knew and believed that the Lord is his strength and hope.
因為他相信唯有神是他的唯一的希望和他的力量。
It's like if one fell into the water and does not know how to swim.
就好像一個人他不懂游水跌落水一樣。
When someone throws you a lifesaver,You will hold on to it as tight as you can and as hard as you can.
而當其他人掉俾你一個救生圈嗰陣時候，你一定會捉得佢好緊，同埋盡你嘅能力咧，一定要捉住佢。
No matter how difficult.
無論係幾咁嘅困難。
No matter what it takes.
無論係需要乜嘢嘅行動。
Because that lifesaver is going to save you.
因為咧個救生圈係會救到你嘅命。
Here, God is that lifesaver.
喺神就是我们的救生圈。
If we are to hold on like Hezekiah, it will require radical resolve and commitment on our part.
如果我们是去坚守好像希西家一样的话，我们是需要很尽力的，我们在我们的本分呢，一定要是承诺，一定做得到。
It will require a whole being, mind,Body, soul, and spirit.
这个是需要我们的全人，我们的思想，我们的身体，我们的心，和我们的灵。
Because Jesus said that if we are unwilling to forsake all to follow him, then you cannot have him.
因为主耶稣讲过，他说若不撇下一切所有的，就不能作我的门徒。
He said that in comparison with our love for him, that we must hate mother, father, brother, and sister.
佢咧亦都係講過咧，我哋要愛佢勝過愛我哋嘅父母同埋弟兄姊妹。
He said that once we leave to follow him, we must not look back.
佢講過咧，我哋決定跟從佢嘅時候，我哋就唔可以向後看。
Which means that there may be some things that have to be removed or destroyed.
呢度咧就代表咧，就有啲事情我哋係需要咧係放低或者係要破壞。
If we are to take him seriously and if we are to be saved，
如果我哋決定要跟隨佢嘅時候，我哋就得到拯救。
Hezekiah's commitment to abolish idols shows his unwavering trust in the Lord。
希西家佢處理呢啲嘅偶像咧，就係代表佢對神一個嘅唔動搖嘅信心。
Of all kings。Hezekiah is specifically said to trust in the Lord.
在这么多的君王里面，只有希西家是被称为他是倚靠耶和华。
The original Hebrew word used here for trust was repeated 10 times in this story.
希伯来文的原文的字呢，相信 倚靠咧喺呢整個故事裏邊咧，總共出現咗十次咁多。
The same word was used only three times from the beginning of the Bible in Genesis all the way to Kings。
同樣嘅字咧，喺由聖經嘅開始創世記到列王記咧，只係用過三次。
How was he able to have such trust？
佢點解會有一個咁大嘅信心咧？
The key here is in holding fast to the Lord。
佢呢個嘅重點就係佢專靠耶和華。
In the original Hebrew, held fast means to cleave, to cling, to keep close。
喺原文希伯來文原文裏邊咧，專靠裏邊咧有一個緊靠、捉緊啊、黐住嘅一個意思。
It's used to describe close personal relationships。
呢個咧係形容一個嘅好親密嘅一個個人嘅關係。
Like in the story of Ruth, she clings to Naomi, her mother-in-law。
就好似路德記一樣咧，路德咧佢都係緊靠佢嘅婆婆拿俄米。
It is also used of the bond in marriage where a man cleaves to his wife。
而同樣咧，喺婚姻嘅關係裏邊咧，就係指丈夫係同佢個妻子聯合。
Here the phrase emphasizes a close relationship between Hezekiah and the Lord。
呢個句子就係強調神希西家同神嗰個好親密嘅關係。
I believe it is this closeness that gave him the inner strength and faith。
我都相信咧，呢種嘅緊密嘅關係就俾到佢內心邊一個嘅力量同埋佢嘅一個信心。
Oh, how we desperately need this kind of intimacy！
我哋係幾咁渴望相同嘅呢個親密嘅關係。
Let this be a wake-up call for us！
讓呢度咧俾我哋一個提醒
，that we too must nurture and build up our relationship with God。
我哋同樣係需要同神建立一個好親密嘅關係。
As we come to verse 7, we see this amazing promise of the Lord's presence and success。
去到第七節嗰陣時候咧，我哋睇到咧神嘅嘅承諾咧係帶俾希西家嘅一個成功。
This is what we see with Hezekiah in trusting the Lord。
我哋睇到咧希西家佢去信靠神嘅時候咧帶嚟嘅一啲嘅結果。
The Lord was with him, and he was successful in everything he did.
神是与他同在，然后他做所有的事情都是成功的。
This is a common theme in the Bible.
这个在圣经里面是很常见的。
We see this promise manifest in the lives of God's peoples and leaders like Abraham, Moses, and Nehemiah.
我们在神人，很多的神人的例子身上都看到这个的嘅英文就好似亞伯拉罕啊、摩西啊、大衛啊，同埋等等。
What is fascinating is the phrase successful in everything he did。
呢度最吸引人嘅地方咧，就係話佢喺任何事上都係亨通。
It tells us that God's promise is not limited。
呢度咧話俾我哋知道咧，神佢嘅英文咧係冇限制嘅。
It is rich and abundant。
佢係好豐富同埋好豐盛。
If that is true, it tells us there's no limit to what we can do.
如果呢個係真嘅話咧，即係話我哋做嘅事都係冇一個限制。
No limit to what God can accomplish through us.
神藉住我哋身去完成嘅事情都係冇限制。
This challenges our assumptions and beliefs on what is and what is not possible.
呢個咧係挑戰我哋覺得。我们的信念就是究竟什么是可能，什么是不可能。
It challenges us to think outside the box because God is infinite.
他挑战我们要跳出这个框框，因为神是无限的。
He cannot be contained or limited by our understanding and wisdom.
他不可以因为我们有限的智慧是受到限制。
This was the case with Hezekiah when he decided to rebel against the Assyrians.
呢度咧就係一個例子，就係希西家佢決定佢要去反抗亞述。
In fact, he became one of the leaders in this growing rebellion.
喺當時候咧，越嚟越多嘅亞述嘅行動裏邊咧，佢係變成其中一個嘅領袖。
At the time, no king or nation in their right mind would challenge them.
喺嗰陣時候咧，冇任何嘅王或者係國家咧，係有咁嘅想法要去挑戰。
Unlike his father, he did not give in and he refused to serve them.
唔似佢嘅父親，佢唔願意去嘅退步，佢唔 拒絕的去侍奉他們。
Instead, he sees every opportunity, all that he can do to prepare his defenses.
反而呢，他是爭取每個機會去裝備自己，去加強他的防守。
In 2 Chronicles 32, verses 6 to 8, he encouraged his military officers and said, Be strong and courageous.Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and fight our battles.
在歷代志下32章6至8節裏面，他是鼓勵他那些軍長呢，就跟他們說，他說你們當剛強壯膽，不要因亞述王和跟隨他的大軍恐懼驚慌，因為與我們同在的比與他們同在的更大，與他們同在的是玉臂，與我們同在的是耶和華我們的神，他必幫助我們，為我們爭戰。
Despite the odds, he continued to trust the Lord.
無論係幾多嘅攻擊，佢仍然都係堅持嘅去倚靠神。
Unlike his predecessors, he was not afraid.
唔似佢祖先，佢一樣，佢唔害怕。
He didn't lose hope.
佢唔放棄。
He didn't give up.
佢唔冇失去咗佢嘅信希望。
The Lord continued to give him great success.
神係一直俾佢有啲好大嘅勝利。
Verse 8 tells us that he boldly defied the Assyrians by completely defeating the Philistine, which was under their rule.
在第八節裡面呢，我們看到呢，他透過打敗由亞述王統治的腓利士人呢，去顯示出他是要全力的去反抗亞述。
Prophet Jeremiah reminds us, quote, Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
先知耶利米提醒我們，倚靠耶和華，以耶和華 為目的的那人有福了。
Blessed are those who hold fast to the Lord and keep his commands.
他緊靠耶和華，然後去遵守他的戒命的話，那個人是有福的。
Because the Lord is with them.
因為神是與他同在。
He goes with them.
他跟他們同行。
Watches over them.
他一直看顧他們。
They need not fear or be discouraged because He is their strength and hope.
他們不需要去害怕或者是恐懼，因為神就是他們的力量和個勇氣。
He honors and knows all they do in His name.
他是記得和是去獎賞所有以他的名。
The Lord will give them success and deliverance.
神是會給他們一個成功。
That is the promise and blessing.For all who trust in the Lord.
这个是神给我们的一个承诺和祝福。
So like Hezekiah, let us press on, let us hold fast to the Lord.
好像希西家一样，让我们一起 去继续去持守，去紧守我们的神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for the faith of Hezekiah and his example.
感谢神去给希西家作为我们的一个信心的榜样。
Help us to see where is our own faith today and areas where we have gone astray.
神啊，求你帮助我们去看看我们当这一刻的信心在哪里，还有我们的做得不好的地方。
Help us to confess and repent.
帮助我们去悔改，还有我们认罪。
Forgive us, Lord, for not trusting in you and worshipping idols.
神啊，原谅我们不相信你，还有去拜偶像。
Help us to let go and surrender them to you.
神啊，帮助我们去放手，将这些事情交在你面前。
Grant us the desire, the strength, and resolve to walk with you and follow you all the days of our lives.
给我们有一个愿意的心，有力量，让我们在每一天里面都是紧紧地跟随你。
Amen.
Amen.